T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And too many people are going to Missouri state parks during the pandemic. So as we've told you in the news this morning, officials are closing some of those to the public. We've told you about playgrounds in the city of St. Louis being closed as well. What is the protocol, I suppose, if you're going out, you want to get outside, you're feeling a little stir crazy, isolating yourself inside your home? Joining us on Total Information AM is St. Louis County Executive Dr. Sam Page. And Dr. Page, you know, from driving through Lone Elk Park to maybe kayaking on Creve Coeur Lake, what's your advice for the do's and don'ts for getting outside in St. Louis County during all of this?
Well, good morning. This is a good reminder for social distancing. We all understand the best way to prevent the spread of this virus in our community is to stay at least 6 feet away from anyone that you come close to. And social distancing is so very important even outside. And we're reviewing what's happening in our parks as well. And of course, we're all familiar with the state parks and the rest of our region. But we've also gone forward and closed our basketball courts. We're closing tennis courts, anything that allows people to congregate. We're certainly inviting people to walk on our paths, but we're watching very closely the social distancing rules that people are following, and that's so important to prevent the spread of this virus in our community.
Yeah, I suppose the city has closed down the driveways and the parking lots in the parks, but has left them open to the residents who can walk there. So I guess you're saying as long as you can maintain social distance and it's not totally packed, get outside, enjoy the outdoors, maybe do some kayaking or something?
Sure, I think that's an important part of mental health. It's an important part of keeping our spirits up during this very difficult time for everyone. And we're going to watch the congregating in our parks, so we hope we don't have to close the roads to get into our parks. We have a large park infrastructure in our community, and as long as people can maintain social distancing, we'll allow access to them.
Dr. Page, I know you say that most people understand that people understand social distancing and staying 6 feet apart, but I don't know that that's always true. I saw about six grown men running together in a clump through Tower Grove Park, very close to each other. Maybe they're all roommates. I don't know. But the county executive, Ellman, said that an order from the governor mandating people stay at home would be very helpful in getting that message across. How do you feel about the need for a state mandate?
Well, I've been talking about that. We all have in the St. Louis region and the urban areas. It would help us a great deal if that message was reinforced statewide, and that's an important message for people to understand. The social distancing is important, hand washing, staying away from people who are sick. That's all part of the process to keep this virus from spreading in our community, and that's a big part of our recovery and allowing us to get to a place where we can ease restrictions across our region.
And Dr. Page, any new insight into when the peak of this, when the crest may come for St. Louis County?
No, we're watching that now. We're talking to our public health officials. We're talking to the leadership of our health systems. We're all working together very closely to understand when that might happen. Now, we can get to a point where we can project, but we never know exactly for sure. It's not something we can mark on the calendar and say, this is the day. But we can have some projections, and we're looking at that information closely. It's important that everyone understand that social distancing is important to prevent the spread of this virus, and that's what it will allow us to get through this, get to the other side, get to recovery of people's health, of the economy, and allow us to ease restrictions.
County Executive Sam Page, thanks for joining us this morning on the TDK Technologies Newsmaker line. It is 7:26.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.